It gives me a great pleasure to introduce our second first-round pick, Teddy Bridgewater.
First off, I would like to thank the Will family, Rick Spielman, Coach Zimmer, Scott, and Noah Turner for just giving me the opportunity and trusting in my capability and my abilities to be able to just be here in front of you today. I'm extremely excited to be able to get to work, be able to just become a winner and get this organization back to the winner's edge.
You got a new tie in the last couple hours.
I'm a Viking now, and whatever I can do to represent this organization, I'll do that.
Teddy, how tough for the past couple of months, you know, with the expectations, how high they were after the season versus, you know, all the criticisms and people picking apart your game?
It wasn't tough at all. You know, my mindset was worry about the things that you can control. And throughout this entire process, I've been able to meet great coaches, great owners, but none like the Minnesota Vikings. And, you know, this entire process has been a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and I really enjoyed it.
Of all the criticisms and analysis, which one do you think was the most unfair?
I would say the comparison to Willie Beeman. You know, that was pretty harsh, but, you know, everything happens for a reason. And, you know, like I said, you can't control what's being said.
Teddy, a lot of times with young quarterbacks, just the fit is as important as the skills that you bring to the table. I mean, how do you just see yourself fitting in here with this offense and with this coaching staff?
But Coach Scott and North Turner, I believe that they're great coaches, offensive geniuses, and I feel that, you know, I'll be able to come right in and, you know, display great accuracy, leadership, always composure, just someone who's a competitor, hard worker.
What have the past 20 hours been like for you?
That's been a relief, knowing that, you know, all of your hard work is finally paid off, and now that you can finally get your career started.
Have you heard from any of your new teammates yet about just kind of playing with them? Or?
Yeah, I actually received two text messages, one from Sharif Floyd, another from Kyle Rudolph. Kyle just told me, hey, congrats, but be ready to work. So and I responded, hey, I'll be ready.
How much did Coach Strong help you?
Coach Strong, he helped me a lot. You know, Coach Strong is someone who can adjust and adapt to any person, no matter where you come from. And I believe that's helped me with my people skill and everything. Just being able to form relationships with people that come from all over the country and being able to carry myself in a certain way.
When you committed to Louisville, were they in a pro style at the time when you were senior in high school, or did they transition into that?
When I committed to the University of Louisville, I believe they were a multiple offense, so they had some spread, but at the same time, they were doing some pro style.
How long they decided to focus on pro style? And then?
I believe when he hired Sean Watson, I believe that's when we made the transition to a West Coast pro style type offense.
What are your reasonable expectations for your first year here, and when was the last time you sat and watched?
I can't even tell you the last time I sat and watched, but my expectations here is just to so that I'll compete at a high level and just lead this team. And eventually, if I can showcase the talents and the ability to be the starter, then, you know, that's my expectations.
What do you feel you need to do, if anything, to be ready to start in the NFL?
I feel that there's always room for improvement. And my mindset is to remain a student of the game. Each day I approach it as, hey, I want to get better each and every day. So whether it's, you know, the little things with my footwork or my accuracy, my throwing on time, decision-making, you know, I'm always open for improvement.
Is there less pressure to start right away being the number 32 pick versus if you'd, say, gone number 8 or number 9 to the Vikings?
There's no pressure at all. I feel that, like I said, once I can show that I'm the best guy on the roster at the position, then I feel that it's up to the coaches to make that decision. I had no idea that it occurred at first, and I came and I did the operations, I got the checkup, and everything was fine from there. It didn't scare me at all, because once the results came back, everything was fine, so I was happy from there.
As far as you understand it, was that just a one-time deal, or is... could it be a problem, lingering problem?
I believe that it was just a one-time deal. Like I said, the results came back, and it showed that I have a perfect heart, so I'm ready to get started.
Coach Zimmer related an interesting story yesterday, saying that when he met with you, you said, you know, Coach, I'm not blowing smoke. Minnesota is where I want to play. Can you talk about that conversation, and why is Minnesota where you wanted to play?
For one, just the atmosphere. It's a family atmosphere here. I was able to come up on a trip, on a pre-draft visit, the top 30, and I was able to establish a relationship with everyone in this organization, from the ownership down to the coaching staff, down to the players. And everyone seemed to be in a family and friendly environment. And with my visits and my workout with Coach Scott and North Turner down in Miami, and I felt pretty solid about that workout. So the relationship that I was just able to establish prior to the draft, it just made me more comfortable.
I'm sure you're tired of hearing about the gloves, but when did you first start wearing the gloves, and who decided? Was that your own decision, or somebody else suggest that you wear gloves?
I actually started wearing gloves when I arrived at the University of Louisville, and it was a decision that I made, and you can believe it or not, best believe that I'll continue to wear my gloves.
But what was the reason behind it? Was it just for better grip, like you said?
Yes.
You got an endorsement deal with any glove company coming up
yet? I don't have one yet.
What part of your game do you want to improve most between now and, say, the start of the season?
Just my decision-making, you know, being more decisive with the football, knowing that in the college game, a guy being open is different on the International Football League. It goes from, you know, a guy being 3 feet open to inches now. So just being able to anticipate throws and just throw on time.
Do you have any quarterback past or present that you would compare yourself with as far as your style?
I try not to compare myself to anyone because everyone is gifted and blessed with different skill sets. So I just try to do some things that other quarterbacks have been doing in the past and do some things that the quarterbacks are still doing today that makes them successful.
How big of an adjustment is it going to be playing in cold weather up here? What do you have to kind of do differently, if anything, to get ready for that?
I think it won't be a big adjustment at all. And I think we'll be able to use that to our advantage here in Minnesota. And it's a mental thing, and I'll be able to just block that out and continue to play.
You mentioned the private workout with the Vikings and North. How hard did he work you? What were some of the things he was putting you through? And I guess, you know, what did you kind of think of that experience? Come here and have him coach you up in the NFL.
All right, Coach Turner, he's someone who's just, you know, he's after it, and he's going to coach you hard on the field. So, you know, we went through some drills, and then we threw the route tree and everything, went through some play action drop back passes and some naked passes, boot passes. And he's just someone who loves to coach and be right there in your ear as you're taking that rep. And he's a very tough coach, but at the same time, he understands that, you know, you are a player. But, you know, with me being a coachable guy, I was able to just accept the criticism and accept the great things that he had to say about me and keep playing. First I would just like to say thanks to Cadillac. You know, they heard our story, and they made everything happen that day. But it's a great feeling knowing that you're in a family environment, and it's a great feeling knowing that I was able to do that for my mom, and I'm pretty sure she's very happy, especially that Mother's Day is right around the corner. So it's just a great feeling being able to give back.
Teddy, 31 touchdowns and only 4 interceptions last year. I mean, how big of a priority has it been for you not to make mistakes and not to turn the ball over like that?
I feel that that's one of the biggest things that you must do playing the quarterback position is protecting the football. You know, you can't win games if you're turning the football over. So I take great pride in just, you know, being on time with the football and knowing where everyone is on the field. If I have to check the ball down, and I'll do that. It's all about, you know, moving the chains and scoring touchdowns. So I take tremendous pride in just, you know, being someone who cuts down on turnovers and have great numbers in the touchdown category.
What made you so good under pressure? What instinctually are you able to recognize when there's pressure coming at you?
Me just being able to react and see the pressure and everything happening while before it even happens. You know, I credit that to my film study. I credit that to the coaching staff, you know, getting me prepared, you know, knowing teams' tendencies. So I feel that with the preparation leading up into competition, I feel that that's what I can give credit to.
Last two questions for Teddy.
Will you use as motivation going against all the teams that passed you up in the draft?
You can bet that. You know, I talked with Coach Zimmer a while back when I came on my trip here, And he told me he loves guys that play with a chip on their shoulder. So after having that conversation with him and, just experiencing last night, I'm glad to be a Viking. But you can best believe that I'll play with a chip on my shoulder.
Last one.